Here's the mama dog.
If you were walking, you'd have to walk through the benefits.
Yeah, I'd be way up in people's yards. Keep those pesky visitors at bay. I don't, that doesn't bother me. Got ways around it. Yeah, I know.
Yesterday, after
rain, so we just turned off, huh? Well, yes, I'm struggling here. I really want to talk about other things in these videos, and it's almost like I'm going to end up saying to people, I said, here's how it goes, guys. I said, and you can treat this how you like. I said, you can study that book, read that book, take the quizzes, here you go, all my stuff is value add. I mean, I'm going to follow the same basic format the book does. It's just, but you know. I'm going to give you some more experience here. This will, hopefully color the discussion part of it. You guys need to discuss it. Because there's a couple of purposes for this class. Number one, most of you will probably come out of this with a degree that it is intended to make you a low-level manager. You don't really end up making decisions. You end up motivating people to enact the decisions of others. Sometimes you'll be allowed to do your own decisions. That's great. Those are great days. You don't, but no. There's basically two things this thing does. It says either you're getting ready for a career in IT, or this thing gives you an introduction to a specific so that you can say, oh, I think I might do this, or oh, I think I might do this. So it's really funny because it's supposed to be a class for managers, but a good portion of the book was actually written trying to help you have a survey so you can figure out if you want to, number one, if you want to be in IT, and number two, if you want, which part of IT you would like to get involved in. Because that's funny. So I will be talking a lot about the managerial side of it, and things like that. Because that's really where the book isn't really interested in going. We'll talk a little bit about being a CIO and stuff like that. But beyond that, you're just getting a little overview here. It's cute. It's funny. And you guys can make a good grade out of it. Because it's not terribly challenging. All I want you to do is to be thinking and to be thoughtful and to be exploratory. So that's excellent. I like being like that. Definitely. So I'm kind of thinking along those lines. I said, you can ace this class without ever watching any of these videos.
However.
Because you can fail. I said, but that would be sad because you have a wonderful opportunity. You know, I said, am I going to be cocky, sir? You know, but I'm this wonderful opportunity. Because I'm this guy. The whole point of my existence is that I have no idea what your existence is about. You have to figure that out on your own. This is, but the whole point of my existence is to accumulate as much knowledge as I can, synthesize it, because that's what I do. It says one of the great revelations of my young life was when Betty Johnson came up to me and she said, you know what, you're a synthesizer. You're this amazing thing. She said, you can take something from one realm of knowledge and apply it to this other thing. And she goes, you know how rare that is? I guess.
Why do you think I'm always so amazed by you?
I don't know. Half the time, I think I just get
there. The problem is, you think everybody can do that.
Yeah, well, I don't know. How on earth should I have experience like that? Is it my job to think everybody else around me is just a bunch of dunderheads? All the more. It's a funny thing.
It's a gift.
Yeah.
Because it's a beautiful thing. It's a gift because everybody else has that gift. Then you get mad and you don't act like you do.
You don't see it. Visualize it. But,
I think
I just got to throw this stuff out there.
Let my cab a little bit about.
Yeah. He used to work on it a lot.
Not to the extent that you have.
Okay. Well, and that's what happens. It was funny. I remember reading a story about Einstein. And Einstein liked to go sailing. And he was frustrated with his son because Einstein could make adjustments to the sails and stuff like that and maximize forward momentum and all that fun stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's kind of geometry, stuff like, I don't know, physics, but, he could see that kind of stuff, and his son didn't have it. He was just totally lost to him, and he was just so frustrated with him. And he blamed the education system, he blamed a lot of things, and in the end, I think you're right. It was just him.
Yeah.
You could have put that guy almost in a hole in the ground, and he still would have been Einstein.
Yeah.
Honey, you don't want to treat him like garbage, because then they're going to have a lot of crap to have to work through before they can actually become the amazing thing they're supposed to be. But yeah, he was. He was rather saddened by killing his son, at least. I forget how many kids he had. I think he had two. I think I've heard two. Anyway, it doesn't matter. So yeah, maybe you're right. The only problem is here I am trying to figure out some way to be honorable to it, to make money with it, which is sad and low, but it's got to be done. Are you going to spend your whole life being torn between making money and doing this other stuff? And you go, wouldn't it be great if I could do both things at the same time? Instead of having it constantly be split in two? So if you want to know one of the basic things that kind of affects the whole not caring about money too much and stuff like that, it's stuff like that. The fact that you're a very normal person, I'm not.
I know.
And the junction of those two things is tricky at best.
That's one of the things
that
happens.
Are you sure?
Yes.
You kind of regret it now?
But your mind can think that way. And when you share things with me, it's like, what
about
people?
No. And for me, this is what life's all about. Everything else is almost an annoyance. Not being married and stuff like that. Come on. Help me out here. don't take it bad. Because it's not. It's not bad. a life of learning, growth, and sharing. That learning and growth. And just trying to find a way to do that. It's like Nibley was saying there. He says, you know, university's garbage. It's all about somebody trying to impress other people. And stuff like that. And he goes, you know what? I may have the best of everything. And okay, so, well, don't you want to have a full-time position teaching? And you go, I don't know. I'm not sure. He says, I think being an adjunct is probably the best because I don't have all the other superfluous crap. I have a little bit of an audience. Oh. And that's what I'm in desperate need of. We're pulling this stuff together. Frankly, I wouldn't be surprised if the software that I'm using to make these recordings is called Loom, and it's free for my use, but it gets stored on their website, right? And they can monetize it however they like. I don't know if they'll ultimately share with me, I have no idea. But that means that those guys have an interest in trying to monetize it. What does that do for me? Gives me an audience. A bigger one. And ultimately, I think it's like the university itself. Do I think this model is going to live? No, I've never thought it was going to survive. I thought that the internet was going to totally roll over it and totally decimate it, at least in its current form. You'll still have the big elite schools, you know. You'll have the Harvards and the, you know, the MITs and stuff like that. Really specialized, big, huge, monster things. They're all amazing. But a school like this, a little country college, it's dead. They don't need to learn. It's going down.
What should it last?
I think it'll last that long. In some form or another.
I don't know. I wouldn't think that, but I think a lot of schools.
Yeah.
What that experience going to college,
yeah.
Having the
party, getting away from their parents.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, oh no, it's got a whole lot of that going for it. But I think that's going to go back to being an experience for more affluent kids.
Yeah.
It's going to stop being a possibility like this for here, for just around the milkhead, because the government's going to finally say, you know what, you can't keep paying out all this money.
Because
the money never comes back. We need to be a lot more selective about where this money goes. We can't just give it willy-nilly to everybody. That's not working. Somebody's going to come to that realization, maybe. Or our society's going to self-implode, and that's just likely. And I'll profit off of it. You go, it's sad, but it's the way things are. So yeah, make your videos, write your essays, turn them into books, keep doing the whole thing. And you'll eventually find a peer group. Maybe. My whole problem is I've never had a particular peer group, and I don't think there really is going to be one. Too small a group, probably.
Probably.
And the present system really doesn't want those people anymore. You know? We have knowledge enough. We have understanding enough. We don't need any more. Just like the Bible, you know? I don't need any more Bible. I don't want to hear from God anymore. I've got all the God I can stand. Last thing I want to do is get more ideas from God. Most people don't even like him. Yeah, that's true, I suppose. Well, I'm a bad person. I tell everybody that. I'm not behaving the way I think I should. Like, no, yep, I'm a bad person. Bad Mormon, bad Christian, bad. Bad this, bad that, bad that. Really bad social, sorry. Because I hope I just don't get so bad that you guys decide they're not worth the oxygen you're taking out. This is, you know, I'm hoping, because not that I'm going to stop what I'm doing. So it really ends up being your choice, because I'm not going to do anything about it. So I guess my biggest problem, or no, my biggest concern is that I just as soon stop worrying about money and concern my mind with other things. But it keeps coming back. You know. And does it come back wrapped in your body and just with your face on it? Yeah. Good morning. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying it's annoying, that's all. I like to live off $5,000 a year, though I wouldn't have to worry about a lot of things. But, you won't tolerate that, I understand that. So, what's more important to me? And you go, oh, me too. Okay, I'll do the other thing. I guess that's where it comes up, the whole Venus thing again. Every now and then I think about it again, I go, yeah, that's probably true. And I go, I don't know how useful it is, but it's true. You got these weird, strange people. I try to explain it away by saying, yeah, we're from a different mother. The same father, heavenly father, yeah. Probably a different mother.
Yes.
I have no idea.
You're the father.
Your butt.
If you become the heavenly father.
Yeah?
Imagine what your world with all of your kids coming to that world will be like.
Yeah, but I get to fool around with the genetics and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I can work on that stuff. Plus it's more spiritual anyway. When you go, hey, you got all the autism going on. I said, yeah, that's just kind of just part of the problem. You know, part of the blessing and the curse, right? The fact that my kids are going to have these weird desires from because of me, probably. And you go, that's not to say pity pity, or, you know, look at me, or say this is just how it happened. It also has a genetic component to it, and it's fraught with peril. But do you have kids anyway? Sure. That's a good impression though, you know. Yeah, I tend to be on the early side anyway.
No, after raining, there's something about
the fucking thing. Can't drag it
home. I just get people smoking their cigarettes, and that's all I smell.
Quietly. Just think about the kingdom of you,
Uncle. Oh, yeah.
This one looks forward to it.
Yeah.
This world's supposed to give you a taste of everything so that you can learn to appreciate when you don't have to worry about some of the crap. Mm-hmm. This is like if he left the kingdom without all the normal celestial constraints on it. If you spend your life basically trying to set up those celestial constraints and wanting to have them, then the judgment's going to go that way. You know, this is really what you want. This is really the desire of your heart. And people think that the desire of their heart mitigates the bad things they do, right? Oh, I always knew I was a good person, and that means more than all the crappy crap I did, or the atrocious sort of person I was. You know, I deserve better. And you go, no. Instead, desires of your heart ends up being this big, ball of what did you spend the bulk of your time doing, what did you pursue. Even though you couldn't accomplish it, what were you trying to accomplish? And you go, if you were basically wanting to make it so that you could do things that are really not very good to do, and you just wanted to make sure that you didn't get caught doing it, you go, that's pretty celestial. And you go, and I'm going to give you a place where you can do that. You can do what you want. all the restrictions you just put on. You know, the more I think about those different descriptions of how these things go, the more I say, I think they're problems. I think that's true. It is really the way the world probably goes. The judgment will be more about that than anything else.